Hello, sweethearts. Welcome to Love Letters 2. I'm Alicia.
Hi, I'm Melissa. We are excited to have you join us today as we go on a planetary ride of a love letter. Today, you are bringing us...
Oh, Melissa, it's time to blast off. This one is for all of our science lovers out there, as well as your youngest, who suggested that just perhaps this particular topic needed a love letter. Dear Pluto. Simmer down, Disney dog Pluto. This is not a love letter to you, albeit you are a loyal and trusted companion. I have an alternate set of companions this week in my love letter to the delightful and unexpected. This is a love letter to the both of you, the planet Pluto and your satellite moon that always supports you, Charon. Pluto, from mythology, we know you as the god of the underworld. And Charon is the ferryman who carries the souls of the dearly departed across the river Styx. But it is not your mythological roots that bring us to today's love letter. Oh, the planets, the stars in the heavens for tens of thousands of years have all been connected to mythology. It's a way of understanding the intricacies of our world to every culture existing at the time. Planet is from the Greek term, which means wandering star, which is, if we think about it, what planets are. Back in the early 19th century, Melissa, any object orbiting the sun was identified as a planet. But with better technology, allowing astronomers and scientists alike to make all kinds of new discoveries, in the early part of the 19th century, there are four new planets added. These many of you might not know about because they aren't really planets. But from 1807 to 1845, we would have learned about 11 planets: Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Vesta, Juno, Ceres, Pallas, Jupiter, Saturn, and Uranus. But holy cats, with a little bit more advancement, some more planets getting found, scientists are like, hey, Ceres isn't actually a planet, it's an asteroid belt. So then, scientists get together and there's this new shakeup in 1854. The number of the planets go from 11, now down to 8. These are going to sound a little bit more familiar to the planets we know of today: Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. This 8-planet system sticks until 1930, when we introduce the hero of our love letter today, Pluto.
Oh, Pluto.
Huzzah! This is your place, Pluto. Congrats on making the big planet list. You're number 9, my friend. From 1930 on, and in 1978, your moon Charon was discovered. And here's the most remarkable thing. Charon is big. Charon's your size, Pluto. And also, you two affect each other's orbit. Pluto and Charon, you circle around each other. You orbit each other. This is not the behavior of how a planet is supposed to act, according to scientists. So by 2006, scientists had made up some new rules about the behaviors of planets. There are three of them, specifically to determine how we define a planet. Number one, it must orbit the sun. Number two, it must be spherical. Number three, it should clear the neighborhood around it, meaning it should contain nothing but its own satellites. And it is a sad, sad day in 2006 that scientists decided, in fact, Pluto, because of Charon, the moon you have, and that you two orbit each other with all of your love, you got demoted. Pluto, you got demoted for love.
Boo.
Who knew such a thing could even happen? Scientists will say you got reclassified. And even Neil deGrasse Tyson, who was on that committee, said to you, Pluto, that you had it coming. See, it wasn't enough to simply lose your planet status. They demoted you and did, in fact, reclassify you, gave you a whole new name. This new name is a dwarf planet.
I don't like it.
So what I see scientists doing, Melissa, is taking the smallest planet, the planet furthest away from anything, a planet most vulnerable. Not only take away your planet status, but then demote you and reclassify you too. It's kind of a jerk move.
It's a big jerk move.
All because, Pluto, of the orbit that you share with your moon. With Pluto and Charon, you cannot say which is the planet and which is the moon. They circle around each other. Isn't that kind of romantic?
It is. They love each other.
They do love each other. And it was a sad day for Pluto and Charon that August 25th, 2006, when it was decided that Pluto had it coming. But alas, it was the next day, August 26, 2006, that one of my very favorite singer-songwriters, Jonathan Coulton, released a little song called I'm Your Moon. And sweethearts, it is simply delightful. This song is a love letter. It's a pep talk, really. It's a kindness written from Charon to Pluto. There is something really beautiful about the lyrics in this song. And although they do describe our stars that orbit around each other and the subjects of our love letter today, I think it is also a wonderful and touching tribute to the complex dynamics of our intricate human relationships too. I'm going to do a quick read through of the words to this lovely tune, I'm Your Moon by Jonathan Coulton. The love letter from Charon to Pluto. They invented a reason. That's why it stings. They don't think you matter because you don't have pretty rings. I keep telling you, I don't care. I keep saying there's one thing they can't change. I'm your moon. You're my moon. We go round and round. From out here, it's the rest of the world that looks so small. Promise me you will always remember who you are. This next verse really, let them shuffle the numbers, watch them come and go. We're the ones who are out here, out past the edge of what they know. We can only be who we are. It doesn't matter if they don't understand. I'm your moon. You're my moon. We go round and round. From out here, it's the rest of the world that looks so small. Promise me you will always remember who you are, taking us into the bridge, which is who you were long before they said you were no more. Wrapping up our last verse here, sad excuse for a sunrise. It's so cold out here. Ice and silence and dark skies as we go round another year. Let them think what they like. We're fine. I will always be right here next to you. I'm your moon. You're my moon. We go round and round. From out here, it's the rest of the world that looks so small. Promise me you will always remember who you are. Here's to you, Pluto and Charon, the wandering stars that wander around each other, going round and round. You are the love story of our solar system, and no one will ever be able to take that designation away from you both.
That was lovely. And I love that idea of remember who you are before they said you were no more. It doesn't matter what others say you are.
No, you are what you are. Be what you are. And isn't that the nicest little love song pep talk?
Absolutely.
And so indicative to me of the relationships, complex and intricate, that we have with others.
Absolutely. Yes, they go round and round.
Well, you can tell your son that I am on his side, Melissa. I think it was a real jerk move to demote Pluto.
I agree. I don't know really anyone who doesn't. That committee, you know, they don't speak for us all.
Neil deGrasse Tyson really defends his move. And I'm no scientist, but I sure do know a love letter when I see one.
Pluto will always be a planet to me.
Forever, Pluto. Forever. And Charon too.
Yes.
Sweethearts, thanks so much for tuning in today to listen to this love letter to Pluto from Charon. and my little tribute to the love letter of the galaxy. We're going to be back with you on Tuesday with a whole brand new love letter.
Until we meet again, darlings, stay in love.
Thanks for listening to Love Letters 2, a Hemlock Creatives production. Feel like showing some love to Love Letters 2? We'd love it if you tell a friend or leave us a kind review or even come and visit us on social media. You can find us at Instagram or Facebook at Love Letters 2 Podcast. You can also reach out and email us at loveletters2podcast@gmail.com or visit our website at loveletters2podcast.com. Until we meet again in the next episode, darlings, stay in love.